I'm sorry. Shepard looked like hell again, standing in Rodney's doorway. I thought I could... I really didn't mean to do this to you again, okay?
Fine, fine, whatever, get in here, Rodney said, and okay, he was irritated, but mostly because Shepard was so bullheaded.
And what if waiting 5 days had meant he ended up back in the Northeast Pier rather than here? Rodney bent to take off his shoes.
I think it's getting a little better, Shepard said, as he unfastened his pants. I mean, it's pretty bad tonight, but there were a couple of times I actually thought about women.
A couple of times, in 5 days. Rodney thought about women a couple of times an hour, at least, when he wasn't thinking about wormhole physics and puddle-jumper hyperdrive modules and what to do about Shepard, of course.
Like that means you're cured, he snapped, and yanked his pants down. Look, I told you not to be an idiot, okay? You don't have to wait until you're ready to break. I'm a busy man. What are you going to do if I'm working on something when you need a fix?
Shepard froze, his shirt still over his head but still tangled around his arms.
It's usually worst in the middle of the night.
Sometimes I work in the middle of the night. Or were you too busy sleeping to notice? I'm not saying you have to stop by every night. Just use your brain. I'm pretty sure you've got one in there somewhere.
McKay, do it, John.
And maybe it was underhanded, using Shepard's first name, but this idiotic attempt at, what, stoicism, chivalry, had to be nipped in the bud. Rodney tossed his shirt on the pile of discarded clothes and made his way over to the dresser. Shepard took off his watch and dog tags and put them in a pile on the rest of his clothes, but for whatever reason, he left his black wristband on.
Okay, okay, I've got it. I won't let it get this bad again.
Good. Rodney opened the drawer and took a deep breath.
All right, listen. I've been thinking about this, and I'd like to try something. You don't have to. I mean, if you don't like it, we can stop any time. Just say something, okay?
And he pulled out his navy blue necktie. Shepard's eyes flickered to the tie and then back up to Rodney's face.
Whoa, he said slowly. Kinky.
Oh, Rodney said, because he hadn't really been thinking that way at all. Is that bad?
I don't know. I never really,
Right, right. You've been too busy having perfect sex with gorgeous women all your life to ever need to spice anything up.
Okay, I think this will work better if you sit on the bed.
Shepard came over and sat a little tentatively, like he wasn't sure he was going to like what Rodney had in mind. It wasn't very reassuring, but Rodney had thought this through, and he wasn't going to back out now.
Rodney leaned forward and wrapped the tie around Shepard's head, tying it firmly so that it covered his eyes.
How many fingers? He asked, holding up 3.
12, Shepard said, a little more sarcastically than was strictly necessary.
Right, good. Just, can you be a little careful with it? I only have 2 ties, and I already spilled soup on the other one.
Okay, Rodney, I'll do my best not to chew on your good tie.
Right. Well, I think this will work best if you have something to hold on to. There was a decorative wall panel near the head of the mattress. If he shoved the bed up just a little, it would be within Shepard's reach.
Hey! Shepard staggered as the bed moved out from under him.
Oh, sorry, I forgot you couldn't see.
I'm trusting you here, McKay.
Yes, yes, okay, now lie down. On your back, and if you need to, you can grab up here. There's one of those wall panels.
Shepard reached above his head and found the panel, wrapped his hands around one of the curved protrusions. He looked almost exactly the way Rodney had imagined, stretched the length of the bed, his eyes hidden and his lower face still. Only it wasn't how Rodney had imagined it at all. Shepard looked incredibly vulnerable. The weight of his trust was overwhelming.
Rodney, am I supposed to just lie here?
Yeah, Rodney said. His voice came out thicker than he was expecting. He cleared his throat.
Yeah, like that.
Rodney perched carefully on the edge of the bed, then waited another minute, counting in his head.
Sensory deprivation, Shepard had said. So when you do feel something...
The first place Rodney touched was as innocuous as he could make it, the inside of Shepard's ankle. But Shepard's breath stuttered. Rodney brushed the opposite knee, waited a count of 10, then trailed a finger up Shepard's ribs and was rewarded with a tiny gasp.
Right. Okay, this could maybe actually work.
Rodney cupped Shepard's ribcage with his palm, then bent and touched the same place with his stubble-rough cheek and watched Shepard's lips make a little O of surprise. He reached for Shepard's opposite arm and rubbed a streak down the inside of his wrist, then leaned forward and, hey, Shepard had done it to him, swiped his tongue across one of Shepard's nipples.
God, Shepard whispered. And Rodney hadn't meant to talk at all, but he couldn't help himself.
Is it okay? Does it feel anything like the, ascension device?
Yeah, no. God, no, it's not like that at all.
Oh, Rodney said, crushed.
Really, are you sure? Not at all?
So much for thinking it through and figuring all the angles, and damn it, he really thought this was working here.
Don't stop, Shepard said in that needy tone of voice, and okay, wow, maybe it was working, even if it wasn't working the way Rodney had planned.
Right, right, not stopping, he said, and reached to run his fingers down the corded muscle of Shepard's triceps. Shepard turned his face toward the touch like he was tracking it, but the tie was still in place, so it wasn't like he could see. Rodney put a firm palm on Shepard's sternum and held it still for a moment, then slowly slid it down to Shepard's stomach. The hair made a thick trail there, but it wasn't as coarse as he'd imagined. None of this was as hard as he'd imagined. It was just Shepard, and Shepard needed this, and it was a, okay, maybe slightly demented, but nevertheless real, rush to be able to give this to him, to give him what he needed, to feel him tense, and gasp, and shiver. Rodney trailed his hand down to Shepard's hip, carefully skirting Shepard's, wow, really quite impressive there, erection. He lifted his hand, waited a moment, and brushed it teasingly against Shepard's knee, then stroked upward to Shepard's inner thigh. When his thumb found the crease between Shepard's balls and his leg, Shepard gasped again and brought his knees up, opening, spreading, begging, without words. Rodney teased him for a moment, caressing the knee that was now pressing against his side, sliding his hand up to thumb Shepard's opposite nipple. But Shepard was actually whimpering now, and he couldn't resist that, couldn't deny that, not if he knew what Shepard wanted, and he was pretty sure he did. Rodney got up, stretched his cramped knees, and fumbled in his nightstand for the lube he'd swiped from the infirmary, because hand cream worked okay, but this had to be better. He squeezed some on the fingers of his left hand and teased a few random body parts with the quick brushes of his right, then slid two lubed fingers down below Shepard's balls and then, oh god, right inside him. Shepard groaned and arched off the bed, his whole body taut, hands still tightly clenched to the wall above his head. He tensed and released, working his hips, fucking himself on Rodney's fingers, and Rodney let him. Let him take what he wanted, as fast as he wanted it. Shepard's cock was leaking on his belly, like he could come just from this, and somehow the thought of that made Rodney's cock twitch. Rodney, Shepard panted. Oh, God. It's okay, shh, it's okay, Rodney said, and touched the thumb of his hand to Shepard's lips to make his point. He wasn't really ready for Shepard's reaction, for the way Shepard's lips clung to his thumb, or the tongue that swept out to taste it. Rodney stared at Shepard's mouth and felt his own tongue come out to lick his lower lip. It was a crazy, crazy thought, and he knew he shouldn't do it, knew it was over the line, wherever the line was, but he couldn't help himself. Rodney stretched down and tentatively touched his mouth to Shepard's. Oh God, lips against lips was much better. And then there was movement and tongue, and wow, yes, this is what he'd wanted, even if he hadn't known he'd wanted it. Rodney forgot his plan to tease Shepard, forgot that it wasn't what he'd intended at all, forgot his fingers still up Shepard's ass and kissed and kissed. There was nothing in the galaxy better than Shepard's mouth, nothing more satisfying than the rasp of stubble on skin, and nothing more astonishing than the fact that Shepard was kissing him back just as hungrily. Rodney memorized the shape of Shepard's lower lip with his teeth, nipping, sucking, licking, opening his mouth so Shepard could explore him too. He felt drunk with the joy of it, the overload of sensation, the sweet, wet heat of mouth against mouth. Jesus, Rodney, Shepard said against his lips, fuck me already. Oh God, was that what they were doing here? He hadn't even thought. Oh wow, his fingers were still inside Shepard, and Shepard was rocking onto them. I don't actually. I brought a condom, Shepard breathed, right front pants pocket. Okay, yeah, okay, already, Rodney heard himself say, and he managed to wrench his mouth away from Shepard's, slid his fingers out too, and stumbled to his feet. Pants, pants, right there, and yes, there was the packet. Rodney's left hand was too slippery, so he tore the packet with his teeth, fumbled the condom out, and rolled it onto his cock with shaking fingers. He couldn't believe. I hadn't intended. Rod, he was really going to do this. He climbed back onto the bed between Shepard's knees. Shepard still had his arms stretched over his head and had a necktie knotted around his eyes. You know, you really could let go of the wall, Rodney said. Aren't you uncomfortable? I'm good, Shepard said, lifting his head like he was searching for Rodney's lips. You want the blindfold? On, Shepard said. Rodney, come on. Rodney swallowed hard and lowered himself onto Shepard's hips. Balanced himself as best he could on one hand so that he could use the other one to guide himself. Shepard rolled his hips up and wrapped his heels around Rodney's ass, and whoa, he was there. He was sliding in, and oh, wow, that felt better than anything. Rodney planted his hands on either side of Shepard's shoulders and curled down to find Shepard's mouth with his. It was all a haze then, tasting Shepard, pumping into him, feeling him arch and twist, and God, Shepard was strong. Shepard was using his legs to pull Rodney in harder, faster, and he wasn't going to last. He really wasn't. But he couldn't get ahead of Shepard here. Rodney broke the kiss and pushed himself up until he could reach Shepard's cock. He gave it a few quick, sharp tugs, and then, thank God, Shepard was tensing under him and around him, and Rodney could stop fighting it and just fuck and fuck until he came. Sanity came back slowly. Rodney rested his forehead against Shepard's shoulder for a long moment, and then slowly and carefully pulled out. Shepard had finally let go of the wall panel. His arms had to be aching. But he didn't touch Rodney as Rodney got up and headed for the bathroom. He almost didn't recognize himself in the mirror. His hair was a sweaty, spiky mess, and his face was red with beard burn. Rodney tossed the condom out in the recycler unit that also served as a toilet, and turned the faucet on so he could splash water on his hot face. So he just, what, fucked a man, fucked John Shepherd, and liked it. And why had it been so much easier to deal with the fumbling, stupid, bad sex than it was to deal with... Okay, no way that was even close to bad sex. That was the best sex he'd had in so long, he couldn't remember better. And how was that even possible when Shepherd was using him and he was just taking his turn in the whole saving each other's lives thing they had going? Rodney braced himself against the counter, willing his certified genius brain to figure this one out for him. He didn't even know what he wanted here. He wanted to march back out there and tell Shepherd, "This is ridiculous, we have to find you someone else." He wanted to wake up and discover that this was nothing but a seriously kinky wet dream. He wanted to fuck John Shepherd just as soon as he possibly could manage to get it up again. Oh God, this is not what he had signed up for. He hadn't meant to do it. Things had just escalated, and escalated again, and now he had no idea what he was supposed to do next, no idea what Shepherd was thinking in there, no idea how to handle this. Everything was totally screwed, now that they had screwed, and, whoa, he was getting a little hysterical here, and really what he needed was to have Shepherd standing next to him, telling him to take it easy, calm down, and breathe into a paper bag or something. It was just sex. Never mind that it had felt like a 40-car train wreck. It was just sex. And he was perfectly capable of walking out of the bathroom door and facing Shepherd, perfectly capable of telling him what exactly. He had no idea. He only knew if that vile excuse for an ascension enabler made Shepherd feel anything like what he was feeling right now, he totally understood why the habit was so hard to break. Rodney took a leak, washed his hands and face one more time, and stepped back out into the room. It was dimmer than it had been, and for a moment he thought Shepherd had left. But no, he was still there, still on the bed. Rodney came over, still not sure what he was going to say, and then he saw the tie, neatly folded on the corner of the mattress. Next to it, one hand hugging the pillow to his cheek, Shepherd lay sprawled on his stomach, sound asleep. He looked different in his sleep. With his mouth half open, the tension gone from his face, he looked peaceful. "For the record," Rodney said quietly, "that wasn't what I meant to do at all." Shepherd didn't so much as stir. Rodney bent and touched his shoulder, meaning to tell him to wake up already and put his clothes on, but Shepherd just sort of sighed and sprawled a little wider. Rodney pulled his hand away and straightened. Didn't it just figure when Shepherd slept, he used every inch of the mattress? Rodney reached down and found the crumpled covers at the foot of the bed, then pulled them up carefully to cover Shepherd to his shoulders. Then, with a long, suffering sigh, he found himself a spare blanket and flopped down on the couch. They could hash it out in the morning, he decided, too tired to worry any more what he was going to say. But in the morning, Shepherd was gone.